Man, I'm tired of religion, you know? I'm tired of religion, I'm tired of division, you know? I just wanna know what it looks like to love people, you know? I wanna know that Jesus who goes to where the broken people are. Got it together, you know? We do got a hope. And his name is Jesus, and he's changed my life.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon.
I think he would say to him that he loves him, but like he thinks that he should be like maybe more godly, like because lately he hasn't been like the best role model. And since he's a Christian, he says that he needs to act like it too.
For me, what it took this whole transition to a new level is that I went through an uncomfortable phase.
There was a time where I was sipping lean. I was popping pills, I was blowing molly, you know, shrooms, everything.
I believe in God. I believe that Jesus died for my sins.
He's the reason I'm here, so I definitely have to, you know, remember that. And, you know, as soon as I start forgetting, you know, I gotta, like, click back and be like, you know, this is why I'm here.
All right, the first case this afternoon is Justin Bieber. Mr. Bieber, you are charged with the following: DUI, alcohol or drugs, resisting without violence, and driving with an expired driver's license. And who is representing the state and who is representing the defense in this case?
Now Justin Bieber is feeling the stress. His week has been marred by hospitalization and a blow-up with the paparazzi. The larger-than-life 19-year-old's finding out supersized fame comes with supersized baggage.
Trouble for Justin Bieber. Police swarming all over his mansion looking for evidence that Bieber egged his neighbor's house.
Fans are freaking out that Justin Bieber is back on meth. The concerning part is that throughout the video, Justin is uncontrollably shaking and appears to be on some heavy drugs.
Justin Bieber is speaking out after being accused of sexually assaulting a woman back in 2014.
Do you think the person that you have been was on a path of self-destruction? Do you feel that you were on self-destructing?
Oh, for sure. 100%.
It would have been never going up. It was bad. It would have been, yeah. I don't know if I'd be alive for sure. It was dark. So when did you decide to actually move within the guidelines, and how did you find yourself away from, yeah, I believe in Jesus, but I'm going to drink or do drugs or sleep around or all these other distractions? How did you get out of that world? What was the turning point for you?
I think it was my perception of who Jesus really was.
Yeah. I think that I was just, yeah, living in this shame, living in all that sort of stuff in my past. I wasn't able to move on. But the more I looked at, so now I'm not doing, the way I look at my relationship with God and with Jesus is I'm not trying to earn God's love by doing good things. God has already loved me for who I am before I did anything to earn and deserve it. It's a free gift by accepting Jesus and just giving your life to him. And what he did is the gift. The forgiveness is the thing that we look at and, you know, I'm going to worship you, God, because you gave me something so good.
Thank you.
think Jesus would say to Justin Bieber that he should be unashamed of being a Christian?
I think Jesus would say to Justin, you're a Christian and you can have fun, but it depends on what kind of fun you're having.
I've spent a lot of time searching for answers and truth over the past few years. After a rough couple of years of heartbreak and bad decisions, I felt an urge to get my life back on track. But fear and shame gripped me so tight. And the world's outlook on me began to waver. The awful things I'd said and done to people had weighed on me. And the world's outlook on me was so negative, and understandably so. I was left to believe that nothing I could do or say would redeem my past. And I became tired of falling short of people's standards.
I think that God is the only one keeping me sane right now.
Like, I'm a Christian, you know, I believe in God. I believe that, you know, Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I have a relationship with Him, I'm able to talk to Him, and really, He's the reason I'm here, so I definitely have to, you know, remember that. And, you know, as soon as I start forgetting, you know, I gotta, like, click back and be like, you know, this is why I'm here.
You may have heard of this man named Jesus. After all, He is the most famous human being in history. For God loved the world so much that He gave His only Son so that whoever believes in Him may not die but have eternal life.